That album qualifies to be called a throwback. It was released over 11 years ago. Pastor Ephraim with Osie Lala. Coming up in about 2 minutes or so, the news, the main evening news with Christabel Kamono. But hey, getting a lot of your messages, or rather your responses, concerning what we are looking at today, starting this week, dear friend. What are those deliberate steps? Practical steps, actually, that you are taking to grow in your understanding of the Bible better. Head over to our Facebook page. You find the post up and running. Agatha Deborah Tedious, you're saying, reading and studying the Bible every day. Really do appreciate some text messages coming through. This one says, hey Patrick, it's a Monday. You're going to say, first thing in the morning, I love Psalm 119, verse 105. My phone is on silent. Martha in Lusaka West, really do appreciate for coming through. This one says, by reading 2 chapters or more in a day with meditation prayers for Minister Given. Coming up, we'll be live on our Facebook page, That Scripture, at 18:40. Still to come, a lot of uplifting music. I promise to do this kind of music, or rather today's playlist, just edifying one another.
Lusaka, are you ready? The moment we've all been waiting for is almost here. The Cake a Day Marathon, proudly sponsored by Professional Insurance, Zambia's largest general insurance company, presents to you Zambia's most loved marathon for the 5th year running. This year is bigger and better. 6,000 runners, 6,000 heartbeats, all running for one cause, the Tiende Pamozi legacy. It will be a time for corporates, families, friends, content creators, aerobics enthusiasts, kids' playtime, but above all, it will be a time to remember. Remembering Keke's love for music, his love for health, and his love for sport. So save the date, Tuesday, 28th April 2026, at Polo Field B, starting at 05 hours. Professional Insurance, your insurance running mate.
Solwezi, get ready for something big. The Solwezi Mortar Mining and Agriculture Expo 2026, powered by Professional Insurance and official partner Sasol Techno Oil, is coming your way on the 8th and 9th of May at Solwezi Airport. Experience massive earth-moving machinery live in action. Test drive the latest vehicles on display. Discover cutting-edge innovations in mining, agriculture, and technology. Connect with top industry leaders, financial institutions, and service providers. All this and more, spread across over 20 acres of pure exhibition power. Tickets are only 50 kwacha, available online on Nova Tickets. For more information, call 0967-779998 or email info@lusakahappening.com. Solwezi Mortar Mining and Agricultural Expo.
Is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by EcoBank. EcoBank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK, and honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered EcoBank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him in foreign currency. Secure and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with EcoBank International Transfers. EcoBank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, the global link.
Clergyman reiterates call for former head of state to be buried in Zambia. Cross Christians delay in phasing out heists and quantum buses. Senior Somali presidential advisor resigns amid political tensions. Good evening with some news. I am Christabel Kamono. United Church of Zambia, UCZ, Lusaka Presbytery Bishop Lodo Siame has welcomed remarks by Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha, indicating that President Hage Ndehijilama is willing to stay away from the funeral of former President Edgar Lungu if it would facilitate his burial in Zambia. Speaking in an interview with RTV News on Lusaka today, Bishop Thiama urged the president to stand by his position in order to bring closure to the matter and avoid prolonged back and forth disagreements. However, the bishop questioned the delay in reaching this decision, noting that while the move is welcome, some damage may have already been caused to the bereaved family. He has since called on the mediation and negotiating team handling the burial arrangements to take advantage of the president's stance and work towards a consensus between the state and the family. Now that the head of state is willing not to attend, the negotiating team must use this opportunity to ensure the matter is concluded with both parties reaching an agreement, said Bishop Thiama. Meanwhile, Bishop Thiama has expressed concern over derogatory remarks made by some UPND members against the late president, warning that such statements risk deepening tensions and delaying consensus. He has urged President Hijilema to rein in his party members. He has also appealed to the Lungu family to accept the president's position to help bring the matter to a close.
It is not ever a good thing that you wish on another person. And when they still living in fact, a person who has died and insult those who are mourning. So Kuroku Sama trail around social media and you are insulting this one. MDG, you insult you in a dead body, you do this and that. Very shamikashi. And you may not see the impact of what you are doing today, but you see it tomorrow. You may be protected today, but you are not going to be protected forever.
Tabernacle of David, Pentecostal Assemblies of God, Presiding Bishop Harrison Sakala has urged Zambians to value and draw guidance from the legacy of past leaders rather than dismiss it. Speaking during a memorial service in honor of the 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu held in Lusaka today, Bishop Sakala stressed the importance of legacy in shaping national direction, particularly at moments of uncertainty. Do not despise legacy, consult legacy, said Bishop Sakala. Bishop Sakala described the late former president's contributions, including the declaration of October 18, as the National Day of Prayer and Fasting, as a significant spiritual legacy for the country.
God is saying, come and look at a crossroads. You have to face reality. Why should you face reality? Because it's out of what you are going to determine by facing this reality that's going to make you choose where to go. Whether it is the left or whether it is the right. Whether you should go forward or just give up and go backwards. So we are all being invited as we come today in remembrance of a great leader that, you know, fortunately God has given us wonderful leaders.
The Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAS, has questioned why government appears to have abandoned plans to phase out HICE and Quantum buses used for local route transportation. CRAS President Aaron Kamuti says last year government had agreed to halt the importation and registration of HICE and Quantum buses, saying that the vehicles are primarily designed as cargo carriers but are being used as public transport. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voice chatbot program in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamuti said the buses are imported without proper passenger seating, adding that the seats later installed in the vehicles are often made from materials that pose a danger to passengers. The plea that government must ensure that the directive that was made is actualized and that the phasing out of HICE and Quantum buses used for local routes begins, said Mr. Kamuti. He stressed the need for bigger buses to operate on local routes equipped with factory-manufactured seats designed to meet passenger safety standards. Mr. Kamuti added that passenger safety must be prioritized and commuters should be assured of secure and reliable public transport. Clergyman reiterates call for former head of state to be buried in Zambia. CRAS questions delay in phasing out HICE and Quantum buses. Senior Somali presidential advisor resigns amid political tensions.
Well, comparing to these seats which are being manufactured in my garden, I was sitting in one committee at ZABS. We tried to engage the operator. Can't we?